Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
At Lowe's, this Veterans Day and every day, verified military members, veterans, and their spouses get automatic silver status in MyLowe's Rewards with free standard shipping, plus 10% off eligible purchases with no annual limit. It's one way we honor and give back to those who have served and still do. Learn more now at Lowe's.com/military. 10% discount can't be combined with another offer. Exclusions, terms, and conditions apply. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Details at Lowe's.com/terms. Subject to change.
All right, welcome into the Lake Show here on this Tuesday. I've got a rather interesting opening hour here on the show with maybe some opinions that will fall into the unpopular category. Henry Lake, Christopher Tubbs will take you up to Twins pregame, which is at 8:30. Twins baseball first pitch at 9:10 this evening against the LA Dodgers. Michelle Fischbach. She's in the news, okay? The Minnesota Republican is in the news. And she's in the news, and there's a big article in today's Minnesota Star Tribune. She's in the spotlight, and I think that she should be for one specific reason. And the reason why she's in the spotlight is because her base, her constituents, people that support the congresswoman, are upset because she's essentially getting pushback because she voted against the Epstein files being released. And so now there's a right-wing group that is saying that she should face a primary challenger in Minnesota 7th District after voting against the release of the Epstein files. And I look at this situation, and I think that this should be hopefully a wake-up call for all politicians, okay? And not even just politicians, all of us. Because it's relatable to all of us. And let me explain. Defending people, no matter what they do, is a character flaw, in my opinion. Let me repeat that. Defending people, no matter what they happen to do in their lives, is a character flaw. I have never had an issue withdrawing my support or my fandom of a person, a group, or whatever, when I see something that they do that I fundamentally say, I can't do this. I can't support you. This is unacceptable. Okay? And it's a sliding scale. It's not everything, right? It's not everything that a person does that you look and you judge and you say, oh, I can't jive with that. Okay? There are things that you're going to give people passes on, and there's going to be other things where you're like, I can't do that. Because in life, this is not about being perfect. Because none of us are. This is about being rational. This is about holding ourselves to a standard. Being blindly loyal to someone, no matter what they do, is cultish behavior. So defending people no matter what they do, in my opinion, is a character flaw. Michelle Fischbach's constituents, people that support her, are upset. And they're saying, no, we want you to now have a challenger in the primary. And I think it's important for all of us, okay, and I'm not talking about just specifically politicians, but all of us have to be able to look in the mirror, because we're all flawed human beings, and say, okay, I know that this doesn't jive, so I got to check myself. This may be a flaw in something that I do, but maybe other people will view it as acceptable, okay? I guess, like, for instance, I'm not a weed smoker. It's not my thing. I don't want to get high. Do I know how times are with regards to cannabis and marijuana and all of that? Do I look at someone that smokes marijuana and say that they have a character flaw? No. No, it's not my thing. So I'm not on board with that. But there are certain things that we tend to do, or people that we support, and at some point you got to nip it in the bud and say, I can't get behind this. Kanye West, I used to love his music. I'm out. Can't support you. All the ridiculous, asinine, racist type of behaviors, I just can't. No, I'm not doing it. We talked about yesterday, Malcolm Jamal Warner. I grew up on The Cosby Show. I grew up on A Different World. When the creepy, the rapey, the all of the things came out about Bill Cosby that came out, I'm not going to sit here and lie and say that I wasn't hurt, that I wasn't disappointed. But I'm out on Bill Cosby. As a Morehouse grad, who his son Ennis, who tragically died many, many years ago, he was a senior when I was a freshman. To know that Bill Cosby turned out to be not what I thought that he was, disappointing. When you hear about R. Kelly and him being a pedophile, not playing your music, bro. I'm out. And people rallying and talking about, oh, I'm going to play his music and I'm going to separate. No, I'm not doing it. Me personally, I'm not doing it. Donald Sterling, owner of the previous owner, LA Clippers. Clippers players said, no, we're not doing this. He was forced out by the NBA. I'll tell you one that really hurt. As a young kid, when you're a young kid, and you are into wrestling, and you see Hulk Hogan be who he is, and he's throwing out around the N-word, and oh, Hulk Hogan, I'm out. You have to be able to say enough is enough. And I'm not going to go down the road of supporting foolishness. Supporting people, regardless of what they do, is a character flaw. We talk about we want transparency, right? That's the word in the phrase of the day that pays, transparency in politics. Right now, people all over want to know about the Epstein files. And you can say what you want, and you can try to politicize it all you want. There's one side that doesn't want it out. There's another side that does. What? I'm not gonna even position it that way. I think everybody wants it out. I think yes. I think the Republican voters want it out too. They want the tea. They want to know. And that's the reason why Michelle Fischbach, with her constituents in the 7th district, they're upset.
And they have a right to be, because protecting a pedophile and a sex trafficking ring, this is not a political issue. This is a moral issue. And I think it's okay for us to be on different political sides. But say at the end of the day, we need to find out who was out there, who was abusing children, who was taking advantage of vulnerable individuals.
Yes.
And
all of them.
I don't care if it's an R next to your name or a D next to your name.
Bill Clinton, I'm looking at you.
Yeah, absolutely. If Bill Clinton is on that list and he's guilty, send his ass to jail. Like, wrong is wrong no matter who is doing it, no matter what your political party, wrong is wrong. And if you really want to stand by your constituents, you would listen to them. And you would say, absolutely, we want transparency. We want honesty. We want people to have access to this information. and let them decide on their own. Don't make decisions for people. Let them make it based on the real information that is out there.
651-461-9226. What do you make of this? Are you in her district? Are you upset about this? Or are you like, no, I support her in this? And she's just an example, just one example. I don't want to try to position it as it's just her, because I'm sure that there are many, many people throughout the country and specifically throughout the, you know, the different states that are upset with all of this, trying to sweep things under the rug. I don't know how to, you know, say it any, you know, more profound or clear than this. It ain't going away. It ain't going away. And look, do I think that, because now they've subpoenaed Miss Maxwell?
Yes. About Ghislaine Maxwell?
Do I, in all honesty, do you think that we're going to get her to say anything
no.
about there? Do I
no.
think that anything real of substance is going to come out of that? No, not really. You got to release the files, because what's going to happen next is you try to prop her up to say, okay, she's going to exonerate people. I'm not buying that. The people are not. People see what the play is.
Yes.
And we're not dumb.
We absolutely see. Well, some of us see what the play is. Some of us see what the play is. Some people cannot, or they choose not to. Let me say, I don't think there are certain politicians that would let her testify. Let me say that. It's not about what I love to hear what she would say. Absolutely. But at the same time, I think there are going to be people that will prevent her from testifying by hook or by crook. Let me say that.
We talk about transparency. This could be a national moment of transparency. 651-461-9226. Your phone calls, your texts are welcome right here on The Lake Show.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
At Lowe's, this Veterans Day and every day, verified military members, veterans, and their spouses get automatic silver status in MyLowe's Rewards with free standard shipping, plus 10% off eligible purchases with no annual limit. It's one way we honor and give back to those who have served and still do. Learn more now at Lowe's.com/military. 10% discount can't be combined with another offer. Exclusions, terms, and conditions apply. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Details at Lowe's.com/terms. Subject to change.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building
a life. For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices. At your DSW store or DSW.com.
Mint is still $15 a month for premium wireless. And if you haven't made the switch yet, here are 15 reasons why you should. One, it's $15 a month. Two, seriously, it's $15 a month. Three, no big contract. Four, I use it. Five, my mom uses it. Are you playing me off? That's what's happening, right? Okay, give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
All right, welcome back to The Lake Show. News Talk 830 WCCO. We will get into Ozzy Osbourne, who passed away earlier today at the top of the hour. But I'm taking your phone calls, 651-461-9226. Michelle Fischbach is in the news, Minnesota Star Tribune, talking about how her constituents, and specifically a right-wing group, is upset because she has voted against releasing the Epstein files, which, for me, I just don't think it makes a whole lot of sense in this way. Number one, we talk about her being a Republican and people wanting transparency and all this other stuff. I get that the president of the United States is a member of the Republican Party.
Mm-hmm.
But Michelle Fischbach knows that Donald Trump is not one of us in terms of being a Minnesotan. He's not her next door neighbor. He's not like there's if she votes to release it, then what? If she votes to block it, then she's going to have her constituents that are upset with her about that and saying that, you know, that she is trying to protect him. If she votes to have it released, then she'll have people that will probably be upset with her because they'll say, well, you're not trying to protect Donald Trump.
And Trump will primary her.
But she might get primaried anyway.
Yeah.
Like, I would like to sleep better at night knowing that I did it the right way is the point that I'm making. And from the text line, from the 612, yes, Henry, you're correct. The character flaw. Now the base was promised all the information on Epstein. From the 612, 100%, defending people no matter what they do is a character flaw, spot on. I just have never been, like, if I find out something, like, if somebody's just a terrible human being.
Yes.
And remember now, there's levels to this. There's levels to, okay, you did this, this was bad. There's levels to bad, okay? All right, there's levels to bad. And we're going to get into levels of bad here in the next segment. I think that the next segment is going to be probably the most controversial thing that we get into all night. And it might be an unpopular opinion. But I just don't understand this one because now she just, in Minnesota, she's going to look bad amongst her constituents. This conservative group, Action for Liberty, they have warned, because they're upset with her.
Mm-hmm.
They have warned that the Epstein issue could be the straw that breaks the camel's back for the Republican base. They also said in a post about Fischbach's recent votes, they're calling for her to face a primary challenge. Quote, Congress participation in the Epstein cover-up may come back to haunt them. According to the Strib, her office did not respond to requests for comment, both in person through her office, and they took to social media to blame Democrats. Let's take a phone call here from, I think, Rod in Wisconsin wants to weigh in. What's up, Rod?
Well, I don't know why I call in because you ain't going to let me talk long enough because
I just put you on the air. You got to get to your point, though. You can't be on the air all night.
Okay, my point is, okay, number one, I'm a sinner, but
we all are.
I still have, I believe, a constitutional right because I was born and raised in this country, worked most of my life. Retired. No, I'm still working. Until I got anyhow. My dad was a World War II veteran. We're Polish ancestry, and
I
put this on the post a few times. People maybe had seen me on there several times. I think the Polish people of that generation, World War II, developed a sense to recognize a dictator within three, four seconds. And my dad, when he seen Trump in 2015,
mm-hmm.
It took him 4 or 5 seconds and he shook his head. He looked depressed. Then he looked pissed. And he said, this man is dangerous. He said, not just our country, but the world.
Yep.
And so when Musk is talking about starting a third party, we already have a third party.
But hold on. Let's stay on track, though, Rod. I appreciate the take, but let's stay on track. What do you make of the people and the constituents being upset with Fischbach because of her voting against releasing it?
Okay, I didn't hear that. I didn't get that news.
All right.
But you were connected to this Epstein deal and stuff. And yes, Bill Clinton, if he was there and did it, yes, Bill Clinton
absolutely
should be put in jail. Because what did this do if this was true, underage girls there, how did this affect them? Somebody I don't know if it was public radio the other day, they said that there was one of them had committed suicide.
Yeah, and that would be, and thanks to the phone call from Ryder, Wisconsin, that would be Jeffrey Epstein. That's the allegation. Although the video and stuff that was put out there, it comes out now that it was manipulated. There was part, you didn't see the entire. They cut like out like 2 minutes,
couple minutes are missing.
Yes, which is what are we doing?
Yeah, well, and to me, Henry, there are two things at play here. Number one. Do you either want Donald Trump to be mad at you or your constituents to be mad at you?
Yep.
And it's almost like these, you know, public officials are deciding that, you know what, it's easier for my constituents to be mad at me than it is for the president of the United States, which to me, cowering to the president, it's you should have a loyalty.
That's the cult bit.
Yeah.
That's being part of the cult.
You should have loyalty to your constituents no matter what. You know, and as for the protecting, like, when does just the decency and the sense of wanting to protect kids with these allegations? Because I think that if you are a fan of somebody and then you find out that they did something awful or maybe they're not the person that you thought they were. I think some people feel a sense of shame. It's like, I can't believe I was lied to. I was duped. I fell for it. We've all fallen for it in times. We've all been duped by this public persona. And then we find out these people that we cheered for and we supported and we looked up to, they were not good human beings. And we have a right to say, you know what? I didn't know this. I don't respect this person anymore.
This is the thing that I don't like right now in the country with a lot of different things. And this is, and I've always said this about cultish behavior. But at the end of the day, like, we all have different relationships. We have friends. We have associates. We have, you know, people that we work with. There, politically, this is just with regards to political conversation. When things come up and they're staring all of us in the face. And people look at it, and I can look at it, and you can look at it, and everybody else can look at it. And we know what we're looking at, but some of us don't want to acknowledge what we're looking at. I don't respect the people that look away. I view you differently now. Like,
nailed it.
Like, if you're a Democrat, okay, because let me put the show on the Democratic side. Mm-hmm. If you are a Democrat, and you look at all this Epstein stuff, and you see a picture of Bill Clinton with a younger girl, and you try to position it to be like, I don't think, I'm sorry, I have to view you differently. I have to view you as being a part of a cult, being a defender of Democrats, and I can't get with that. The same way with Donald Trump. There are just levels to this, and I don't want to be around people that can have something staring them right in the face and then being in utter denial and saying, you know what? I don't know. I don't have a, and I'm not saying that every single picture is an indictment. But if we say as Americans, if the American people say we want to see what is what, then let us see it. 651-461-9226. Coming up next, though, this might be my favorite topic of the evening. Because the fallout of this astronomers employees affair at the Coldplay concert, it has offered up an interesting opinion that I want to share with you guys. Because here in the newsroom and with Jason and Dan at the end of the show, there was some kind of interesting thoughts about this. We get to that after weather on The Lake Show.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
At Lowe's, this Veterans Day and every day, verified military members, veterans, and their spouses get automatic silver status in MyLowe's Rewards with free standard shipping, plus 10% off eligible purchases with no annual limit. It's one way we honor and give back to those who have served and still do. Learn more now at Lowe's.com/military. 10% discount can't be combined with another offer. Exclusions, terms, and conditions apply. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Details at Lowe's.com/terms. Subject to change.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Mint is still $15 a month for premium wireless. And if you haven't made the switch yet, here are 15 reasons why you should. One, it's $15 a month. Two, seriously, it's $15 a month. Three, no big contract. Four, I use it. Five, my mom uses it. Are you playing me off? That's what's happening, right? Okay, give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
The fallout of this astronomer employee's affair at the Coldplay concert is just the memes. Everybody's talking about it. It's on radio. It's in the newspapers and all of that. And look, like I said in the last week, I think it's being made into too much of a big deal with regards to how it's playing out. And I know, look, I get it. I'm talking about it on the radio. I actually think for this particular topic, it makes into interesting radio. But I said it last week that, look, I get that these people had an affair. They got caught in a public place, whatever. And they have to deal with the ramifications of it. I think the CEO, he's already resigned and stepped down. The HR woman, she is on leave. But let me throw something at you guys, okay? Because this could fall into the category of, well, I just want to throw this opinion at you guys because I think it's an unpopular opinion, and they said as much when they posted this. But I think that there are levels to right and wrong, okay? I think that we all can agree on that. I don't think that every sin is, you know, there are certain sins that we look at that people partake in that are much worse than others. Do I think that cheating is sinful? Yes. Have people done it? We'll do it till the end of time? Yes. Is that different? Do I view it differently than you taking
Thou
a life?
Thou shall not convert.
Do I view it differently than a person taking a life? Absolutely, I do. But this is the take, okay? Someone posted this. My unpopular opinion is that even though cheating is evil and unethical, it should not have legal professional repercussions. Let me repeat that again, because I want people to weigh in on that at 651-461-9226. My unpopular opinion is that even though cheating is evil and unethical, it should not have legal professional repercussions. Now, that's a slippery slope, and it's a tricky one. And let me explain, okay? And you can weigh in on this. I'd love for people to weigh in on this. Because I could see instances where people have had relations on the job or whatever and not be fired, okay? And they're... Because to me, there are a couple different things, okay? There are power dynamics that have to be at play. And then there's also just the dynamic of something that we deem as inappropriate. But when you look at the long term, like the dynamics of how things play out, mm-hmm. that even though we look at it and we say, well, that's something that we probably shouldn't do. Is it worth getting somebody fired over? So let me throw this at you. Let me throw this example at you.
Okay.
All right. And in this specific example, this does not involve cheating per se. This is not necessarily people being married. Let's just say that people are on a job, okay? People are on a job. They're not married, okay? Just for this example.
No relationships, no nothing, both single.
We'll get to, they're not married. We'll just say they're not married, okay?
Okay.
All right, just for this example. We can get to other examples here in a minute. But let's say that your place of employment is a school, okay? Let's say that you've got English teacher, okay? And you got math teacher, okay? They're on the same level. Math teacher, English teacher, and they worked in the same building. If by chance something happens, a little hanky-panky or whatever, or let's take it a step further. Okay, let's add the layer. Let's say that one of them is married, okay? Or maybe both of them are married. Even though it's sinful, it's unethical, and they got together and they are both teachers, do you think that those teachers should be fired? I would say absolutely not. I don't think they should be fired. They have to deal with their family stuff outside of the school. I don't think, and this is where the power dynamic comes in. They're both on the same level. Now, if it was a principal and they were taking advantage of their position and they got involved with somebody that's, you know, on a lower
that's
level
different.
Than them,
that's
to
different.
Me, that's different.
Yes.
I would view that differently. I would say, absolutely not. You got to go. You got to go. But to look at people that are on the same, I don't know that I would say that those people have to be fired. Do I think that it's unprofessional? Yeah, you could say it's unprofessional. Would I say that it's unethical? I would probably look at it and say, yeah, it's unethical. But do I think that in every single instance that someone has to be fired? See, I think that that's the part that we have to look at here. I don't think that even though we look at cheating and infidelity and all that stuff, and we're against it, and we know that morally it's not good, I don't think that in every single instance somebody has to get fired. I think that it is not cookie cutter. It is a case by case basis. Now, with the astronomer situation, he had to go. You can't do that. You got too much stuff that's in play here. You've got the HR woman. They're deciding who's getting jobs and who's elevating and all this other stuff. This was a slam dunk. This was a no brainer. But I think that it's tricky when we start looking at it and we're trying to lump it all in the same basket. But maybe I'm wrong here. 651-461-9226. What do you guys think? Because I don't think it is a one-size-fits-all. And yes, I'm in agreement. It's not. There are a lot of things that are unacceptable. There are a lot of things, but we're all sinners and we're all flawed. The scenario that I just gave you about the teachers, whether they were married or not married, Chris, I am interested in that. You can get that phone call real quick because I want to get to a couple of texts here real quick. From the 612, inter-office relationships involving superiors can and do result determination. Yeah, I said that. I've said as much. When the power dynamic to me, that matters. Absolutely. Let's take it down to the lowest level, okay? Let's take it to the lowest level. If you had young people working at a fast food restaurant and you've got one on the register and you have another one on fries, and let's say that in summertime fun, they're out at a lake and they ended up hooking up. And of course, you're not going to care about that. You're going to say these are just kids. With adults, you would think that we would be more rational, that morally we would have a deeper compass. But at the end of the day, it's not cookie cutter to me. It really isn't. It's not a one size fits all.
No, everything, you have to look at every situation differently. And when you're talking about two teachers, it's unethical, it's immoral, but if they are peers and it's consensual,
a leadership position is different.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yep.
But do you consider teachers to be leadership in the sense because of
they're leading a classroom, but they're not, that's different.
It's not an actual like an official title.
Yeah, I think that we're trying too hard when I think that we all should be leaders in our community. How is that any different than somebody saying, well, the man is the leader of the household? Like, we all should be leaders capacity.
But I think when you're talking about a school, I think schools are different. But I will say that in your situation that you laid out,
the example Whether they're married or not.
Yeah, I don't see an issue in it. Illegal? No. Immoral? Yes. Unethical? Yes.
All right, let's go to Dan and Blaine. I want to get his take, and then we'll get to Tim next. Dan, how you doing, man?
Good afternoon, Henry. Love the show.
Appreciate it.
Hey, you know, I think you're right, but what we are forgetting about is the ramifications of society today.
Yeah.
So, for example, those two teachers, they're single, having hanky-panky. Awesome. Good for them. However, if any of the holier-than-thou parents in that school find out, which they have their own baggage, but they don't want to talk about.
Yep.
If they find out, all of a sudden now the principal has to field all these calls.
It's a PR nightmare.
It's a PR nightmare, even in business. You know, it shouldn't, our religious views against that type of thing should not have a place in the business. However, like I said, in today's society, oh my God, boycott the business, call the business, threaten the people, you know.
So let me ask you this, Dan. It sounds like you agree with me, but you say that in today's climate with social media, with people being outraged, that you say that they have to be fired?
No, they do not have to be fired.
Okay.
But their conscience should almost say to them, I'm going to be inundated with phone calls from people. My parents will be bothered calling me a cheater, and my daughter is going to be all over the internet. My daughter may see this. So again, no, they should not be fired. But in good conscience, maybe if it was me to be, for example, and everything was okay, and the school, for example, said, we're not going to terminate you, but I knew that all of these parents were calling and not trusting me to teach their kid anymore because I have no morals. I would almost feel like I need to bow out because of the ramification.
Yep. Hey, thanks for the phone call. Outstanding phone call from Dan and Blaine. Let's get a quick one in before the break. Let's go to Tim in White Bear Lake. How you doing, Tim?
I'm doing good. How about you, Henry?
I'm hanging in there, my man.
Yeah. Hot day today.
It is. So what do you think of this topic?
Well, to be honest with you, it all depends on the perspective of the people looking at it.
Hmm.
You know, are they Christians? Are they people that are not Christians? Are they political? Are they not political? You know, there's a lot of stuff that falls into place with this.
Mm-hmm. And I think the where it happens to matters as well. I think the where matters as well because, I mean, think of somebody was a pastor and they're not married at all, but they end up hooking up with somebody that's in their congregation. They're two single people. No, I'm just saying, no. And I'm not advocating for that. But I'm just saying, like, there's a lot of sin that takes place in the world. And to think that, put it like this, because Chris has given me some weird faces. In that instance, in that example, Tim, do you think that church pastor or leader should have to step down?
If it's a church pastor and it has to do with somebody
in the church, they're not married. They're let's say that they're mid-40s. They're just single people living their life, and outside of the church, they ended up getting together. Do you think that if it got to somebody else, that clergy person, that pastor would have to step down?
No, I don't think so. That's their private lives. That's outside the church. If it happened inside the church, well, then we're talking something different.
Absolutely. Yeah. I'm with you, Tim, but you're right. The optics and the viewing of it changes everything.
It does. And I mean, I've been around long enough to know and seen enough things, you know, and I've seen a lot of those situations that you're talking about. Or I know somebody was involved with them, you know. So, I mean, I think we probably all have at one time or another.
Yeah.
You know, and everybody has their sins. And as long as people deal with their sins and correct their sins, I have no problem with it.
Yep.
Where the problem lies is when you have political figures or you have religious figures that are using their pulpit or whatever you want to call it for purposes that they shouldn't be, then, yeah, you know, like you were talking about Bill Clinton possibly seen in a picture with a young girl.
Yep.
Well, we have no idea. I'm not sticking up for Bill Clinton. But we have no idea where that picture was taken, if the picture is actually real, if he was even on one of those flights. We don't really know. I mean, nobody's really saying.
Yeah, and that's why we want the stuff to actually come out. Yep, yep. But I think it all
should come out, and it probably eventually will.
Yeah, I'm with you. And thanks for the phone call, Tim. I'm up against the clock. I think that Tim's phone call was awesome. I thought that Dan's phone call from Blaine was awesome. And I think that one of the things that Dan brought up, I want to bring up again, is the fact that in these certain instances, there is a part of, and I'm talking about even with myself, because we're talking about this, right? Like, we have an opinion on it. There's a part of all of us that gets into this, I'm holier than thou. And that's the part that we have to kind of rein in, because we're not a holier than thou. We're not without sin. 651-461-9226. Couple of minutes to round out the opening hour of the Lake Show. I see what you did there with the Coldplay. All right, final couple of minutes of this opening hour in this topic. Want to squeeze in one final phone call from Sandy in Maple Lake. She wants to chime in here. How you doing, Sandy?
I'm doing just fine. Thanks for taking my call, Henry.
No problem.
This thing with the teachers, that it was like you were talking about something that happened when my kids were in elementary school.
Uh-oh.
The two of the fourth grade teachers, my son had one when he was in fourth grade. My other son had the other one when he was in fourth grade. These two teachers were both married. They both wound up leaving their spouses, and they got together, and they were together for a long time and were very happy.
Mm-hmm.
But the problem, but at the time, it was messy. And they both kept their jobs, and it was a good thing they did because they were both fantastic teachers. But some of the parents got involved when it was none of their business, and it did get messy. But I kind of, when you were talking about the teachers, and it's like...
You had a flashback.
I've been there.
You had a flashback.
Yeah. So they did not lose their jobs. And like I say, I'm glad they didn't, because they were both fantastic teachers.
Yeah. And if we're firing people across the board just for that, then we're going to be firing a lot more people, right? We're going to have a lot more people out of a job. But I will say this, and I'll let you have the last word. I don't know if you agree with me or not, Sandy, but this is just how I view it. When we talk about infidelity and stuff like that in this country, or just maybe throughout the world, I think that we're harsher on women than we are on men. Men, we give them more leeway just because we live in a sexist society. And when a man cheats, yeah, it's wrong, but we're not nearly as critical on a man as we are a woman that cheats.
I would agree that's probably true, although, I mean, there may be as many women cheaters as there are men, but I hate to generalize it that way and say that there's more men, but maybe there are.
Yeah.
But like I said, I'm glad they didn't lose their jobs. It was a bad situation at the time, but...
Yeah, yeah.
In the regular workplace, like you said, if it was a boss and his secretary or something, that's...
Hey,
that's not good either.
Yeah, thanks so much, Sandy. We're going to talk Ozzy Osbourne in just a minute at the top of the hour.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
At Lowe's, this Veterans Day and every day, verified military members, veterans, and their spouses get automatic silver status in MyLowe's Rewards with free standard shipping, plus 10% off eligible purchases with no annual limit. It's one way we honor and give back to those who have served and still do. Learn more now at Lowe's.com/military.
10% discount can't be combined with another offer. Exclusions, terms, and conditions apply. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Details at lowes.com/terms. Subject to change.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Once upon a dismal day, Bob's ice cream van looked gloomy and gray. Although he had big ambitions, his socials lacked creative vision.
That bad?
Maybe vamp it up a tad?
I have an idea.
Bob launched Canva and got into gear.
Create the video in the vampire theme and make it the funniest meme.
It went viral. Bob's business, a revival. Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at canva.com.